Hello, I'm Bill Curtis. Get ready, Portland. You're listening to KBOO Portland. Stay classy.
Up next, and every Monday night, this radio station brings you The Week in Preview, a show of news and opinion. This is The Week in Preview for September 4th, 2018, with our hosts, Nigel Nelson and Mika Mirtha Mitchell.
Good evening, friends, and welcome to the show. Tonight, we again discuss what tops the headlines, as it has for the last year and a half, the Trump presidency.
Once more, the Trump administration has dominated the news of last week and will most likely dominate the news of this week. As we preview the week to come, so let's bring on our correspondences and pundits.
In the studio with us tonight is Adrian Enriad and Leslie Lelis. Let's start with you, Adrian. What's your take on the recent developments?
I'll tell you right now, folks, we really don't know what the new low is. We keep saying, this has got to be the week. But then the next week, things are even worse. Now that we're at war with North Korea, war with Venezuela, we're deeper in Afghanistan.
That's one that never seems to end. And now that we've got both U.S. troops and Eric Prince's private army in there, it's a bigger mess than before.
Anyone who thought Trump would not get us into wars like Hillary the Hawk needs to have their head examined.
At least Hillary wouldn't have to compensate for a tiny penis. That's why women make much better world leaders. Can you even imagine Clinton and Merkel arguing over who has the tightest?
Cunt.
That's how vulgar the dialogue has gotten. You'd have never said that a year ago, Nigel. Back in 2017, we were so innocent, we never foresaw how bad it would get.
But really, what do you expect? Trump sees success not in what his administration accomplishes, but in their ratings. As an executive office, they are terrible. As a reality television show, they are off the fucking charts.
You can say that again. Obama made the headlines maybe once a week or less. This guy, every fucking day, at the top of the feed. Front page. Lately, papers simply slash Trump exclamation point across the top half of page one.
It's getting kind of old, to be honest.
And sure, you hate him, but you can't stop watching. You can't stop clicking on the page. It's like a slow-moving train wreck. It's ugly and horrible, but you can't help yourself. You have to watch. You cannot turn away.
That's all he cares about, his ratings. If he's not the headline that night, he rages to his staff. He throws a fit. The other day in his rage, he smashed a tea cabinet built for Dolly Madison.
It's a sickness with him. He has to have nightly reconfirmation that he is the most important person in the world. Who cares if people love you or hate you if you are the most important person in the world?
The president is stuck in a reality television show. He thinks it's all about ratings, headlines. That's what he's turned this nation into. Even the world is now trapped in his reality television show.
And that's where we run into problems, because every week he needs to do something to up the ante.
It's like a drug addict who needs a stronger and stronger kick. Like a porn hound who needs harder and harder hardcore porn. His big show must have something new to outdo the old.
So of course it's gone off the rails. It's been off the rails for bloody months. Ever since he fired Kelly, McMasters, Tillerson, Madison, then brought Bannon, Miller, and Gawker back in. What was that, 2 months ago?
No, not 2 months ago. That was last week.
Oh dear, it seems like months.
As you were saying, each week he escalates the crazy. He does something more outrageous than the week before. And you wonder, what will he do for a grand finale? Set off the entire nuke arsenal?
Is it any wonder we are now at war with half a dozen countries? Europe, Japan, and China have declared trade sanctions. He's heated up conflict between India and Pakistan. He's destroyed the Colombia Peace Alliance.
And closer to home, militant hate groups marched the streets of American cities rallies with guns and tiki torches.
Is there anything this man can touch that doesn't turn to shit? He's like King Midas in reverse. He used to leave bankruptcies and divorces in his wake. Now it's the ruins of whole nations, including this one.
Trumpers out there, is this making America great again?
Have you won so much you are getting tired of winning?
Like I've always said, he's the worst president ever. The absolute worst. I said that from the beginning.
You didn't always say that, Nigel.
Of course I did. From day one, worst president ever.
Really? Let's run the clip.
This is the Week in Preview radio show for September 4th, 2017. Tonight, we ask the question, is Trump the worst president ever? You can start, Nigel.
Well, I don't think we can say that. He hasn't done anything nearly as bad as Bush's invasion of Iraq.
Give him time. He's only been in office 8 months. If you want my opinion, he's well on his way to be the worst president this nation has ever known.
I don't think I quite agree with that, Mike. I mean, he's done better than William Henry Harrison. By this time in Harrison's term, he'd been dead for 6 months. I really think you people are being alarmists.
Really? How can you say that with all the shit that's gone down?
Look at it this way. Because of his gross incompetence, not one single law has been passed.
At the same time, he thinks he passes a law every time he holds up a restaurant padded menu cover with one of his executive orders.
What if he's so bad at being a president that it's actually quite good?
What the hell do you mean? I don't see much good in the hate this guy is projecting to his minions and supporters.
Now, hear me out. And I want all you listeners out there to pay attention and understand what I'm saying. Trump will not be bad at all. His incompetence will undermine him. It's like he's the Ed Wood of presidents.
The Ed Wood of presidents?
Yes. This presidency will be so bad that it will be hilariously funny. You know, like those movies that are so bad they're good, not merely mediocre, but utterly terrible to become quite entertaining.
I don't see anything entertaining about white supremacy rallies and a nuke threat on North Korea and another buildup of forces in Afghanistan.
This administration will be so terrible they'll never get any of their fiendish goals done. So ridiculous and set it back for decades. But if they were more competent, they'd be far worse. They'll be so bad that it will actually be good, like Ed Wood or that old Mel Brooks play, Springtime for Hitler.
Deutschland is happy and gay.
We're marching to a faster pace.
Look out, here comes the masquerade.
Springtime for Donald and America. Rhineland's a fine land.
More.
Springtime for Hitler and Germany. Watch out, Europe, we're going on tour. Springtime for Donald and America.
Born in Dusseldorf, that is why they call me Rolf. Don't be stupid, be a smarty. Come and join the Nazi party.
Springtime for Donald and
Germany. Try that again.
passed a year ago. Nigel, do you still hold to this Ed Wood theory on the Trump presidency?
Well, yes. At that time, I thought it was a joke, but you know what? The joke has lost all its humor.
And now we go to our far-flung correspondents. First up, with a counterview, is Boris Davis.
Boris, can you hear me? We're having trouble with your signal, Boris. Are you still in the bunker?
I've got enough signal to blow away every antifon in the city if they try to get me.
Boris, can you move to get a better signal?
Here! How's that? Can you hear me, snowflakes?
We can hear you, Boris. What is your take on today's findings by the Mueller investigation?
Before you finish, let me tell you that this is fake news. Totally fake. They found no direct collusion between Trump and the Russians.
No, but this is far worse. These deals between Trump and the Soviet oligarchs, the money laundering and illegal...
All fake news! If any patriot can hear the sound of my voice in this cuck snowflake broadcast, they know that Mueller is a henchman of a corrupt politician who wanted to stage a coup on our nation.
Even the urination tape got revealed. The networks once more found themselves unable to say a news story coming out of the White House, simply because the subject matter was inappropriate for...
Shut up and let me talk! You don't know what's going on! That's why I speak for all patriots out there listening to this broadcast. We cannot let our president be taken in a coup. Traitors like Robert Mueller should be shot for treason. They want to stop all the great things this president wants to accomplish. We need to rise up now! We cannot let this nation degenerate into lawlessness!
We seem to have lost Boris.
We didn't lose him. I cut him off. I had enough of his hate speech. I turned down his mic.
Soil and blood. What was he talking about?
But,
his underwear?
But we need to allow alternative viewpoints. You can't cut him off simply because you disagree with the man.
Too late for that. I didn't want his words to poison our community airwaves.
Come on, engineer. Let him back on the air.
No!
Okay, here he is.
And they want to censor me because they hate our leader and they want this coup to go forward.
I think you're back on KBOO, Boris.
And any patriots listening to this message, I need to get it out there. We need to rise up. We need to stop these people from muzzling us. We need to fight for American greatness. Patriots, rise up.
That's right. The second American Revolution begins now. Do not let the media suppress us. Do not let the corrupt politicians remove our leader from office. Traitors must be executed. Rise up and kill anyone who stands in our way.
Okay, cut. Rise cut.
And we just heard from Trump supporter Boris Davis and one of his companions.
You shouldn't have cut him off, dude.
Are you kidding? He was off the rails, inciting violence.
But you don't want to get him angry. That guy's got over 10,000 followers on the web, and most of them own guns. If he gets them riled up...
Come on, what are they going to do, a bunch of sad, divorced, middle-aged businessmen with angry tweets?
You don't know, dude. He could get a flash mob here in...
Excuse me, there's a gang outside the station.
Not a gang, it's a mob, and some idiot with a megaphone.
Is that Boris?
They want to silence me! We'll show them what happens when they silence truth! We need to defend our sovereignty with a clenched fist of truth!
Okay, everyone out! We have to leave now. Those men out there are armed and dangerous.
Evacuate the station now! Everyone out!
They just threw a firebomb through the window.
Set the automated emergency broadcasting protocol now.
That switch right there. And then we're all out of here.
This is the cable emergency protocol message. The radio station has been put on automated protocol until we can resume our scheduled programming from a remote space.
There is no reason to be alarmed. Be patient and we will be on the air shortly.
Do not attempt to turn your radio dial. The fact that we are airing this emergency protocol might mean that we are experiencing an attempt takeover of the radio station by militants who want to silence what we have to say.
If you believe in truth, you will not churn away. We need to stick together in these times of strife and chaos. We need to escape this Trump reality television show and return back to reality.
This is the cable emergency protocol message. The radio station has been put on automated protocol.
Okay, there. We are now broadcasting from a remote location. The station has been occupied by men in white robes and Nazi uniforms carrying tiki torches?
You might call it the Tiki Torch Club, not to be confused with the show coming up after this one, the Tiki Cha-Cha Club. Poor Joe Woods will have to change the name of his show if this keeps up.
This is not funny. There are armed men out there in the street. Armed men have taken over our radio station.
It's what's been happening all over the country. These mobs get bigger and bolder. Why is this happening?
Let's go back to a timeline of events to catch up listeners who haven't followed the news in the last year or more.
The spark was lit on August 2017. Men who spent many years in the internet chat rooms and the dark web finally emerged from their lairs to converge on the college town of Charlottesville, Virginia.
Emboldened by a president who did not immediately denounce them, these Klansmen, Nazis, and other white supremacists recruited more followers.
August and September 2017. More white nationalist Trump rallies are attempted. Many are canceled. Others, in cities like Boston, are completely overwhelmed by counter-protesters.
October through December 2017, smaller rallies of armed men in cities across the country to bring their own communities the message from Charlottesville. Counter-protesters also show up and violence ensues.
Right-wing radio hosts insist that the alt-left and Antifa are worse. They question why people are upset at the president. And really, what is so wrong with people who simply want to make America great again?
January 2018, the one-year anniversary of the administration. The first findings of the Mueller investigation hint at shady real estate dealings, money laundering, Russian oligarchs that dates back to the casino bankruptcies.
February 2018. Impeachment proceedings in the House and Senate, while angry flash mobs of white nationalists decried the alleged coup of the president, even as violence breaks at the attempt to bring down Confederate statues.
Billionaire backers of the outright fund transportation of supporters to create less frequent but larger rallies, but counter-protesters as well continue to grow.
March 2018, Trump fires most of his administration to reinstate Bannon, Miller, and Gorka. Milo Yiannopoulos becomes press secretary. Sarah Palin, Michelle Bachmann, and recently pardoned Joe Arpaio join the cabinet.
April 2018. Wars with Venezuela and Iran. Heated exchanges once more erupt with North Korea. The Trump tax returns leaked and published on tax day.
June 2018. Eric Prince's private army enters Afghanistan to patrol the newly opened Trump mineral mines. The return of lynching and cross-burning in the South as the white nationalist movement grows.
August 2018, the urination tapes are leaked, pardon the pun, an enraged Trump orders strikes on North Korean missile sites. bigger gangs of white supremacists march through cities and towns, and right-wing commentators continue to equivocate on condemning the alt-right.
Sure, there might be a few Nazis and people like that. There are a few bad apples in every group. We can't let the whole group be condemned because one or two bad apples. That's unfair. Meanwhile, you have violent out-left extremists that are far worse, and none of the liberals or the media want to condemn them.
The president said himself there were many fine people there who simply wanted to protect their heritage and prevent the removal of beautiful statues.
Late August 2018, on the 50th anniversary of the infamous 1968 Democratic Convention, outright organizers plan an enormous free speech Trump rally in Chicago, Illinois.
We need strength in numbers. We must act now to wrest this nation from the grip of liberals and corrupt politicians. We can no longer wage rallies on the internet. We need to let our opponents know we are real and we are mad and we will fight with our guns and make this nation great and proud again.
We cannot let leftists intimidate us with their accusations of racism and sexism and xenophobia and all the other labels they use to dehumanize a just cause.
Now we are just a few days into September of 2018. People who questioned how we'd make it through 4 years of Trump now wondered if we'll survive the end of the year.
Are you kidding me? I'm wondering how we'll make it to the end of the month. What's going on?
We're losing the signal. Someone wants to be messing with the override back on the air booth.
Okay, I think we're on air, Boris.
I've waited so long for this. All those nights podcasting from my dingy basement.
And now you're podcasting from the dingy basement where KBOO has its studios.
Okay, Jack, just give me the signal when we're on the air.
We are on the air.
Sure, just let me know when. I'm ready to go.
We're airing right now, and it will only be a short time before they override the override.
Why didn't you tell me? Okay, let's go. People out there, it's about the truth. It's about freedom. For too long, the left and the Jewish-owned media have controlled the language and made some ideologies worse than others.
They want to censor us by labeling us as fascist or white supremacist.
They want to censor ideas so that they can slowly destroy certain people. And that is why we say they are the racists, because they want to destroy us, the real Americans. They erase our statues and remove our culture.
Wasn't this why the people of the nation chose Donald Trump? Wasn't this why he was elected? To bring America back, to allow free speech, to make America great again.
We will make America great again.
Okay, we've got the air signal away from them. The mics are hot and we're live broadcasting.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, sorry for the technical difficulties. We are broadcasting from a secure emergency location, as this radio station has experienced a hostile takeover attempt.
Okay, where were we? Let's just go with the latest tape.
You didn't know who they were. Your barber, the man bagging your groceries, doctors and dentists, car mechanics. It was now okay to speak out about the scum and the vermin. It was their First Amendment rights, they claimed. They were your taxi driver, the man sitting next to you on the commuter train. It's called freedom, baby.
It began in Charlottesville. It festered out of Reddit and 4chan and the dark web, and the spark was fanned. And these people no longer had to hide behind the white hoods. Their numbers began to grow. All they needed was a voice.
Language is a virus, according to William Burroughs. But even he could not foresee the virus of toxic hate speech. Hate speech going viral, spreading across platforms with memes and slogans and recruitment videos.
A virus. Young men who want a direction, a purpose, a cause are suddenly radicalized. They take up arms. They join the many groups. They want order in a world that became more and more unstable. They want a chance to be a part of something bigger than themselves.
And why not? The president keeps giving us a thumbs up. Even though he'd given his daughter to a Jew, it is the first time we have the president on our side.
The world is in chaos, but if you join our group, we can make it great again. We can save our homeland from the vermin. Join us and together we will be strong.
the virus spread. The internet carried the message. More men started pouring in from England, Europe, Australia to join the cause.
Me? Yeah, I'm here to join. Europe is too far gone. It's being overrun by savages and vermin. This is where we make our last stand. We will take back America. We will make it great again.
And we now go to a press conference with the Secretary of State of the United States.
Secretary of State Miller, is it true that you are encouraging these white nationalists to enter the country?
You reporters are a bunch of whiners. You complain when we limit immigration. You complain when we encourage immigration.
But you are only allowing immigration from a few.
You don't understand. We want to maintain the status quo. You act like we're doing something extreme, but we're merely maintaining the racial equities of new citizens.
But Mr. Miller, with the mass starvation in Africa and all...
We help all the refugees we can. Are you saying that refugees from corrupt European regimes fleeing reverse racism are no less important than other refugees? I am truly shocked at your complete lack of morals.
They came into the country to join the white nationalists, to join the KKK and the neo-Nazis. Recruitment videos were rife on the web.
Come with us! Come join us, my friends! Defend your heritage and culture before it's too late! This is our last stand! The animals can have the rest of the world! We must defend our homeland! Join us and be strong!
And they came. Losers ditched by their girlfriends and angry ranters. Like a magnet, the alt-right movement drew them in. It was similar to ISIS, luring in men and boys who traveled from across the world to join the cause.
Like ISIS. It was the white ISIS, or WISIS, an excuse for man-boys to be given guns and explosives. It gave meaning and purpose in a world burning in chaos. Like ISIS, a toxic virus of ideology.
Conditions were rife. The president refused to condemn it. Like a wildfire, the toxic hate spread. Every city had gangs of these alt-right WISIS bearing torches and weapons and explosives, chanting and threatening.
And so, as wars raged, North Korea, Venezuela, Afghanistan, and Iran, civil war erupted inside the country as well. The lessons learned from the Bundy occupation of the Oregon Bird Sanctuary, armed gunmen prevented the removal of more Confederate statues.
They came because Europe didn't build a wall. The whole country of Europe will be overrun by vermin, according to the WISIS websites. We need to be strong against the caliphate. WISIS was the answer to establish a white Christian Reich in America.
Synagogues, mosques, and temples burned. The Sessions Justice Department rounds up leftist resistors, allowing white nationalists to get stronger.
And then the Mueller investigation wraps up, exposing Trump to multiple crimes and embarrassments. This was the match that lit up this powder keg.
That's the end of part one.
The end of part one? What do you mean?
Almost the end. Except for the lockout. Your scripts are there in front of you.
That's right. I forgot. Things looked grim for America. Would they and the world survive?
Find out later this hour when we air the thrilling conclusion to this two-part radio show.
As you have just survived part one of the radio drama, Tiki Torch, Torch Club... Written by Ralph Semprebon and performed by...
Rolf.
Leslie.
Larry.
Aiden.
Micah.
David Attenborough.
And Tom.
St. Martin of Tours.
Of Tours?
Of Tours. And now for something completely different.
Grab by the pussy, grab by the pussy.
They let you do it. They let you do it.
Grab by the pussy.
They let you do it.
Grab by the pussy.
They let you do it.
Grab by the pussy.
They let you do it.
Grab by the pussy. Grab by the pussy.
In last week's very presidential cabinet meeting, I asked you all to assess my performance as POTUS. I hope this would have been an exercise in objectivity, but you all chose to treat it as some kind of suck
Trump's dick session. Let me make it clear, I am not looking for kudos, plaudits, or any other action listed in Roger's thesaurus under slavering idolatry, and I did have Kellyanne look it up and give me a report. So let's do it again. This time, I want the knives to come out. Figuratively, of course. Pence, give me your best shot.
You're going to sucker punch us, aren't you? We critique you, and then you send us out to the firing squad, the one from Fort Myer bivouacked in the Rose Garden. That's the way it's going to work, isn't it?
What kind of duplicitous piece of shit do you take me for, Pence? You think I would ask for criticism and then punish you for giving it?
Yes.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from. Experience and all that. I can see how it could be a legitimate concern. Well, experience is a good teacher. I promise not to shoot anybody today. I'm actually feeling pretty good about things right now. Haven't heard a word about the Russians for days. Not that there hasn't been. I just haven't been listening.
Double dog promise you won't have a shot?
Yes, double dog promise. Now let's get on with it.
You've got your hands behind your back where we can't see them. You don't have your fingers crossed, do you?
Who? Me? No!
Could you put your hands on the table where we can see them?
Has trust in my character and intentions crumbled to such a state of nothingness in so short a period of time?
Yes.
Okay, right. Again, I see where you're coming from. Here, my hands are on the table. I double dog promise I'm not going to exact vengeance for any criticism. Can we get on with it? Pence, what is your honest appraisal of me?
Mr. President, you're an asshole. But I hasten to add, you're our asshole. We're stuck with you, and we might as well make the best of it.
Thank you. I can live with that. Secretary of National Parks and whatever else you're in charge of.
Secretary of the Interior, sir.
Interior of what, my asshole? Hey, come on, it was a joke. Why is no one laughing?
You told us to stop sucking up, sir.
I did not tell you that. Where did you get that information? From the lying media? I expect and demand sucking up. Anyway, what did you have to say, Secretary of the... Oh, man, Interior of my asshole. What a great line. What do you have to say, Secretary of the Interior?
I have nothing to say, except that I voted for Hillary.
Why, I... Okay, I'm going to pretend I didn't hear that. Secretary of Education, there must be something about the way I'm doing things that you don't like. Tell me what it is.
You're doing nothing wrong, President Trump. You are perfect in every way.
Come on, there's got to be something chapping your Pentecostal ass.
Well, since you put it that way, I guess I'm not too thrilled about that business where you talk about such things as grabbing women's pussies. Oh my God, did I just say pussies? No. No, no, I'll never be able to wash that out of my mouth, and I'm going to roast in hell along with you, Trump, you mother-humping son of a bitch.
Criticism duly noted. Labor. Secretary of Labor. God, I'd love saying that. Secretary of Labor. Where the hell is the Secretary of Labor?
You had him shot last week, sir.
And I haven't appointed some klutz to replace him?
Are you kidding? You've still got a couple of thousand vacancies you haven't filled since you got elected.
I guess that zinger was aimed at me. Now we're getting somewhere, and I'm going to remedy that labor situation right now. That guy over there in the corner. The one in the white jacket.
Sir?
Yeah, you. You're my new Secretary of Labor.
Sir, that's a member of the White House staff. He serves us tea and cookies.
And he's black. Big mistake. Except for me, Ben Carson. You can't trust black people in high places. Oh, screw you, Carson. You just want all the glory of being the only black guy in the cabinet.
With all due respect, he's not the only blackamoor here, sir. I, Beauregard Jeffrey Davis Sessions, am secretly one quarter Negro, a quarter Rooney, as it were. This information does not get out of this room, you understand, and especially not back to Alabama, home of the Crimson Tide, and me, Beauregard Jeffrey Davis Sessions.
Wow! So you're saying you're a darky, Sessions?
We Carteroonies don't like that word, sir. We prefer the term high yeller.
Sir?
Hey, look at this. My new Secretary of Labor is already participating. Yes, what is it, Leroy? Speak up.
More tea, sir?
Man, that's the punchline of a terrific racist joke. I like this guy already. Sessions, spit out that pouch of red man you stuck in your jaw and give me some reconstructive criticism. Reconstructive, get it? Like in Reconstruction? No?
Well, what it comes down to for me is I don't like your damn Yankee way of talking. You sound like you're doing an impression of Regis Philbin, and my Dixie compatriots don't like it one bit. Everybody in the South hate Regis Philbin. Naturally, we didn't like the way that uppity half-breed black boy from Nairobi, who preceded you in office of president, talked. Neither. The one who stole those elections and was all us saying, yes, we kin, instead of what kind of pork barrel stuff you need down there in Muscle Shoals, Jeffy Sessions. The good old boys in Birmingham didn't like nothing at all about him. After him, we was hoping we could go back to somebody who would talk normal, like W. or Bill Clinton. Instead, we got you, an asshole talk like some kind of Archie Bunker.
Okay, from now on, I'll make a point of filling my mouth with cotton and boll weevils before I address anyone from your brain-dead part of the country. That is, I'll try to sound more like you, Jeffy. Kellyanne, make a note. Sound less normal and more like hog jowl and corn bone. Secretary of Housing Ben Carson, what do you have to say?
I have no specific problems with you, but I do think things would have gone better if I had been the one who had been nominated and got elected.
Really? What would you be doing different?
For one thing, I would be offering 3 prefrontal lobotomies for any Democrat who wanted one, and any of the few Republicans who lacked one.
That's the best idea you've had yet, Carson, and I think it's also your only idea.
You're forgetting about my idea to end the national debt by starting a crowdsourcing campaign. Everybody kicks in $100 on Kickstarter.
That was my idea!
Mr. Secretary of the Treasury, you're wrong. I had the idea first. I had it in 1995.
I had it in 1994!
I had it in 1894. Enough. Treasury, how bad am I doing?
As president, I'm afraid there's no other way to describe it. You stink! In fact, as anything, you mostly stink. In business, you stole money from lenders and then went bankrupt. Just last week, they were selling off furniture at the Trump Hotel.
I hope you all picked up some good bargains in Atlantic City.
Your business has developed such a horrible aroma that the Russians were the only ones willing to back you. They're used to horrible aromas. Besides that, word on the street is that you're a terrible lover with a tiny dick. Your golf game is a mess. A mess! You're...
Okay, stop right there. Leave something for the other people around the table to throw in my face. Secretary of Defense, what's your beef?
I like that you're increasing the military budget and you haven't gotten us into any wars yet. Contrary to popular supposition, we really hate fighting and dying.
That's nice, but what is there about me you don't like?
I don't like that sometimes you try to look like Mussolini. Imitating a long-dead Italian asshole is not a good idea. You should be imitating an American asshole, somebody like Nixon, George Wallace, or the Dub.
Kellyanne, write that down. Be an American asshole, a truly great asshole. Good advice, General. Now, Secretary of Agriculture, what's wrong with me?
I don't know. How can I tell what's wrong with you? Hell, I'm just a glorified farmer, not a psychoanalyst. I have no idea why you're such a big fat ego with a red tie, a bully, a paranoid psychopath, and to use a more scientific term, an all-around asshole.
I have a feeling we're not getting very far here. I'm not hearing much
helpful criticism. How about you, Secretary of Health and Welfare? What, in your opinion, is wrong with my health and welfare?
The biggest problem is that your ego is twice as large as your humongous ass.
So you're saying I should lose weight?
I don't know what the hell I'm saying. This whole administration is so wacko, I don't know whether I'm coming or going.
Hey, if you're going, would you stop by the kitchen and ask them to bring me 2 scoops of ice cream?
Is it my turn yet?
Rex Tillerson, Secretary of State. Yes, it's your turn. Fire away.
Here are a few areas where I think you're weak. You know nothing about politics. You offend people. You have a primitive sense of humor. You lie with every breath you take. You're a cultural bore. Outside of buying and selling real estate, you have no known skills. You're a racist and a bigot. You're a misogynist. You're...
Misogynist? Hey, wait a minute, Tillerson. I got no beef with gymnasts. I love Mary Lou Retton, Olga Corbett, Nadia Comaneci, all of those gym hags.
That's not what misogynist...
And didn't I send you to the firing squad last week?
Yes, sir, Mr. President, you certainly did.
So what are you doing here?
I ran out the back door, headed for Texas, and hid all week. I figured you might have forgotten about the execution thing by now, so I came back for the cabinet meeting.
I did forget, and I'm reappointing you to your old position. Congratulations, Tillerson.
Thank you, sir.
And now you're fired. Get the hell out of here. Rick Perry, former governor of Texas and now Secretary of Energy, tell me one thing that's wrong with me.
Only one thing? Well, that you're not me.
And here I've been thinking that was something in my favor. Secretary of Commerce, give me some bitterness.
You seem to be setting the presidential record in 2 categories. Failure to get anything done and alienation.
Alienation? Who have I alienated?
I would take less time to list the people you haven't alienated.
Secretary of Transportation?
What?
Wake up and tell me what I'm doing wrong.
Well, I'll tell you what's ruffling my feathers. Just when we've figured out who occupies what office and what it is they actually do, you fire them.
Oh, like who?
Like Jared Kushner. Last week, you bundled him off to Saudi Arabia with Ivanka when both of them were made slaves in the Crown Prince's harem. Word is, the Crown Prince is really giving it nightly in the ass to one of them.
Ivanka?
No, Kushner.
Well, you had me worried there for a minute. But what could I do? The Saudis ain't buying our fighter jets anymore, and the U.S. Treasury is going into the crapper. I had to sell something to those frickin' Arabs. Jared had become pretty useless around here, so... Well, I'm sure he'll learn to enjoy it. How about it, Mr. Homeland Security? What's wrong with me?
Probably nothing. A few benzodiazepine drugs, a straitjacket, and a long stay in a mental hospital couldn't help.
Well, I can see this exercise is but a number of my many failures.
Something you should be used to after these past few months.
Pence.
Mr. President, I have got an idea that might clue you in to the kind of criticism you should be paying attention to.
Really? Shoot, Pence.
Stop watching Fox News and pick up a newspaper. Any newspaper. You need to actually read the fake news.
The short play, Love, Love Me, Don't, was written by M. Watson Dodge and was performed by...
Larry!
Ken!
Rolf.
Rolf.
Do it again.
Ken. Ken Jones.
We're going,
Rolf
Semprebon. Clockwise.
No.
Okay, you want to go again?
Yeah, go again.
Larry.
Who starts?
The I am not identical
okay,
twins.
Larry.
Ken.
Ken.
Larry.
Martin. Rolf.
All those people.
Martin. Hey, you got to save this. We can use this if I...
Over work. And over again.
Yeah, all right.
Grab him by the pussy. Hey, grab him by the pussy. Hey, bitch, I'm famous. Trump said you should let me grab you by the anus. No, I don't know you, but my snap gets so many views, you should probably let me taste it.
If they let you do it. If they let you do it.
Grab him by the pussy.
If they let you do it.
Grab him by the pussy.
If they let you do it.
Grab him by the pussy. Are they let you do it?
Grab by the pussy. Grab by the pussy.
Are they let you do it?
Grab by the pussy.
Are they let you do it?
And we're back live on air. This is Week in Preview for September 4th, 2018.
And we just heard some radio theater that originally aired on a program called the Ubu Hour 1 year ago in early September of 2017.
Oh, how innocent we were back then, before the real problems kicked in.
Tonight we've been experiencing technical difficulties as an alt-right sleeper cell tries to hijack our signal.
They're trying to break into our lines again. Fuck! We're starting to lose a signal.
Not again!
Together we can make America great again! Join us for our next exciting Free Speech and Freedom Festival, where we will celebrate our glorious heritage, and we will not let them stop us! We will not... Together we can make America great again!
Okay, we're back on the air. Please bear with us, listeners.
We're live in the studio for Weekend Preview. My name is Micah Mirtha Mitchell, and I'm here with my co-host, Nigel Nelson, as we discuss the events of this...
Wait a second. I'm the host, and you're the co-host.
What does it matter, Nigel? Anyway, we continue our talk tonight with the latest travesties from the Trump admin.
Stop. This is my show. I'm the host. You're the co-host. I was the one who started this show.
And you've been demoted to co-host, Nigel. I thought you got that memo.
No way. Engineer.
Micah's right, dude. You're lucky we let you be co-host. The suits wanted you... For the benefit of the listeners out there who can't see what I'm doing, I am drawing my forefinger across my throat.
But why?
It's your fault that we have this problem with all these alt-right thugs like Boris. Listen to this interview you did with him last week.
We need to stop the coup of this president. The corrupt politicians who are puppets of the... They want to get rid of the only man who can stop them. We can't let them usurp Trump's power. We need to stop the coup.
But Trump is guilty
of... When the ballot box doesn't work, when the police will no longer do their jobs, then it's time for the Second Amendment to kick in. It was put there for times like this, and that's
okay,
why you liberals want to get rid of him.
That's enough. We don't need to hear any more. I guess it did get a little off the rails.
A little? You should have cut them off when they started using the racial and anti-Semitic slurs.
Well, technically, there's nothing wrong with airing racial and anti-Semitic words. The FCC is fine with it, unlike profanity.
That's not the point. You let these people into the radio station, and now they try to take it over. You completely lost control of the situation.
But at least it was good radio. Conflict and...
No!
And now for today's top headlines. The nation is at war from within and without. Invasion and conquer, threats and bombings, wholesale plunder here and abroad as friends of the administration profit handsomely.
Assassinations and executions almost daily splash across the news. And yet, the mighty Trump still dominates the headlines. You just wait and see, he says.
Next week will be even bigger. The most persecuted leader in world history will fight back against his enemies. Do not believe fake media. Believe in me, Donald Trump.
And now, the entire Capitol is under curfew while torch-bearing white nationalists roam the streets looking for trouble.
We are doing what we can to defend our nation and our pride. Our great American President Trump will not be removed from power. He's God's will for the future of our nation.
We're doing it. We will make sure our man stays in power. This will be the greatest war ever, like the American Revolution and the Civil War rolled into one.
There you have it. Not much else to say right now. Things pretty much suck. Unless you are in one of the gilded towers of the rich.
And even some of them were having second thoughts at this new world order that they have let happen. But how did we get here? How did we let the fascists take over?
You have it all wrong. You are the fascists and racists. Your President Obama was a racist. Everything he did was for black people. Trump is correcting things.
If you people don't want to help us make America great again, you should step aside. Go back to Kenya.
We are not the fascists. You are. You are. Silence and free speech? With your anti-fascist stormtroopers and your war on Christmas and the way you demonize us and our great president.
You want to take away our guns and destroy our heritage. You want to make us slaves to your socialist masters. You want to erase our proud history like Pol Pot did in Cambodia.
Our country is under siege. The left has been building up its war footing for 40-plus years. They, like Hitler, have quietly incubated an incredible opposition force, all under the name of peace. They, like Hitler, call themselves at one point the Democratic Socialists. Now it's become the progressive left. It's unlike anything the American public has ever witnessed or has been prepared to fight.
The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth.
Truth.
When it comes to lethal strikes like groups from Al-Qaeda, ISIS, the American public can respond well. But when it comes to the type of warfare that the left has instituted, part of the cultural war that began in the 60s, and with terrorists that built the plans like Angela Davis, Saul Alinsky, Bill Ayers, these folks, pure enemies of the state. They've come up with an insidious way to fight, but it's the modern warfare. It's called fourth dimension warfare. Tonight, the news today with Steve Bannon.
How did people get so crazy? What happened to our society to be torn to pieces like this?
Tonight, with our panel.
It's like they're in a different reality. The news is all fake unless it's Fox or Breitbart or Sinclair.
It's a complete bubble. We can no longer argue with them because we have a complete different set of facts. It's like we're in two different realities.
It's like a rabbit hole. You tune into the news that conforms with your beliefs, and then you start to believe everything they say. Climate change is a hoax. Obama was a Muslim who hates white people. Evolution is a hoax.
And on the internet, you can find thousands of others who will agree with you. Before the internet, everyone around you would call you crazy. But now you can find many others that will confirm your insane theories.
Our broken education system fails to school one in objective thinking, and then people want to homeschool their kids to have the same racist beliefs as themselves.
Right-wing shock jocks trying to outdo each other in their extreme beliefs. They helped deliver the Republican base to Trump, and now they are easing the way for white supremacy in polite society.
You go down that slippery slope, and suddenly you wake up to a new world, a nation of hate and violence.
Well, it's always been there. It's just been directed at other people in other countries. Trump is merely the ultimate manifestation of our bullying culture.
But how can these right-wingers go along with it? Why have they gone so insane?
Did you ever think of lead poisoning?
Lead poisoning?
Lead poisoning. Bullets have lead. These gun nuts inhale lead whenever they shoot their guns at the range. Lead exposure adds to the insanity of these people. Lead poisoning makes them irritable, makes them unable to remember or concentrate. And their kids are mentally not there, all because of their love of gun culture.
Hey, it's getting close to midnight. We need to wrap up the show.
Well, at least we solved that problem. Lead poisoning is the answer for tonight.
That doesn't help at all. We're still in the same shit.
We know you're in there, Cable Snowflakes. We found your rat lair.
Come out or we'll burn you out like the vermin you are, polluting the airwaves with your liberal lies.
Shit, it's Boris and his mob.
They've got us surrounded.
Desecrating the airwaves with your slander. You people hate America.
You will do anything to stop our great leader. You want to destroy our greatness.
Fuck. Fuck, they look like they're ready to lynch us.
There's nothing we can do. I'll plead with them. Maybe if we give them the next show, give them some airtime so that they will let us go. An hour or two, and then Joe Woods will just have to start late.
Fuck you, Nigel. We don't give them anything.
I don't see that we have any other choice. Well, my friends, it was great working with you all. We had some wonderful moments together.
I got a plan to get us out of here.
You have a plan?
Yes, an ingenious plan. What is today?
Monday, September 4th, almost the 5th. In fact, it is the 5th everywhere east of here.
September 4th, 2018.
That's correct.
And look here, at the KABU website. Last year at this time, a show called The Ubu Hour ran a radio theater piece on Monday, September 4th. The show takes place exactly 1 year in the future.
So the show takes place exactly 1 year ago, 2017.
Yeah. But there's something wrong. 1 year ago, Monday was on the 3rd, not the 4th. If September 4th is on a Monday this year, it can't be on Monday last year. It's mathematically impossible.
You can't throw math at the listeners, not at 11:55 at night.
And then I thought, things don't seem right. Maybe we're the radio theater play that happened a year ago. What if we could set back the clock, go back 1 year, 2017?
Why not set it back before that? 2016, before the asshole won the election. Then maybe we can stop him from winning.
We can't do that. It has to be early September 2017. To link with a listing on the KABU website.
Are you kidding? Go back 1 year and relive the worst year of my life?
Not just you, worse for the world.
No way would I want to set back the clock unless we go back to before this goon started his campaign.
Well, we can't do that. We can only go back a year. And sure, there's a lot of damage already done, but maybe we can turn this around. Maybe now that we and all our listeners know what's in store, we can fight back. We can stop this thing.
Good luck with that. How are we supposed to do that?
We'll figure out a way, I guess.
In a few minutes, it will be September 5th, 2018. And yet, you will suddenly find yourselves 1 year in the past. You will not remember this terrible last year, and yet you will sense that it is coming. And it's up to you to change it. There is no predestination in this.
You will not remember anything, listener.
And now, in a moment, there, we are now back 1 year earlier, September 4th, 2017.
And in a few minutes, it will be midnight, and this show will be over. You have been listening to the Ubu Hour.
This has been part two of the Tiki Torch Club, written by Rolf Semprebon and performed by...
Larry.
Aiden.
Rolf.
Joe Woods.
Micah.
Leslie Lelis.
Fartin Martin.
And Tom.
Go. And coming up next at midnight, the Cha-Cha Club with Joe Woods. Dude, I just want to say that was lame. That was the lamest ending of your lame show. An utterly pathetic ending.
This has been the Ubu Hour, coming at you every first Monday at 11 p.m. here on KBOO. But have no fear, because there is radio theater every Monday at 11 p.m. Tune in next month when the Ubu Hour brings you...
Title of work to be announced at a later date.
If you want to hear other Ubu Hour radio theater shows, you can go to kboo.fm and look for Ubu, spelled U-B-U, Hour.